The following recording consists of several parts. It includes the recording of this year's Daf Yomi, followed by a brief review, which allows you in a few moments just to go over the Daf, and then it continues on with the same Daf in the previous Daf Yomi cycle, which of course has a completely different ambience and a whole different group of people that are in attendance. You can use that for Chazorah if you wish, and you may actually prefer the ambience of the earlier daf. Today's daf in Masechet Tzvachim is daf Tzadik. How do you like that? And we are holding on the bottom of Peitet Amud Beit. So we were in the middle of the discussion of the assertion that we had yesterday by Ravina Bar Shila, that even though when it comes to the din of Me'ilah, Emurei Kachim Kalim are not considered to be included in Me'ilah until such time as there was already a Zrikat Adam, which was matir them and meyachid them from Mizbeah. But when it comes to the psul of Yotzei, there we don't have such a limitation. And if they were Yotzei before Zrikat Adam, they would nonetheless become psul b'Yotzei. That was Ravina's assertion. Ravina Bashila's assertion. Yesterday we attempted to say that maybe both Rabbi Yochanan and Rish Lakish would be made to such a thing. Actually, why don't we start from there once again so that we can remember the Machloket on the last of the small lines on Peitet Amud Beit. Neima Misayeale, shall we say that we should bring a riot from the fact that Basar Kachim Kalim, Shiatzal Lifnei Srikat Damim, Rabbi Yochanan Omer Kasher, Rish Lakish Omer Pasu. So apparently, both of them would agree as to the Yesod, as we'll see in a moment. Rabbi Yochanan Omer Kasher, Hova Sofa Latzayt. Here we're talking about the Basar as opposed to the Emurim. And that is exactly what our Diyuk is about. Says Rabbi Yochanan, if we're talking about a Basar, then you cannot call it Yotzei. Why can't you call it Yotzei? Because in the end, this is where the Basar is meant to be, is outside of the Azor in Yerushalayim. Whereas Reish Lakish Omer Pasul, because at this particular point, Adayin lo hagiya zmano latzeit. Now you'll note that even in this case, the only reason that Rabbi Yochanan was arguing was because, I mean, at least this is the term that we offer for Rabbi Yochanan, was dafka bibasar, because it's so far latzeit. But a murim, which is never so far latzeit, apparently, there would be a psul yotzei. And that is exactly what Ravina Bar Shila said, that it was yotzei lifnei zrikat damim. Says we're not necessarily. It might be that Rabbi Yochanan would even argue on Emurim, and the insertion of the Sofo Latzeit was our understanding, but that may be an error, actually. It may well be that Rabbi Yochanan holds, in general, you cannot have a psul before Zrikat Adam. And maybe that's the point. So why would they argue then about the Basar? I mean, that was the reason that we assumed that the basis of the Machloket was specifically because it was Sofo Latzeit. Otherwise, it would have been a bigger chiddush to argue about the Emurim also, because they're not so far latzeit. But it could be that they had the machloket in this case to tell us that even in a case of Basar, which is so far latzeit, that Reish Lakish would nonetheless hold that it would be pasul. That was the point. So lodiach hakokol Reish Lakish, dafilu Basar, which is so far latzeit, and he would still say adayin lo hagiya zmano latzeit, and therefore that would be a tremendous chiddush. In Reish Lakish, though, obviously they could have argued about the emurim, and then it would be the koyach hatera, which is always odif, that nonetheless Rabbi Yochanan says, even though it's not never the place of it, and it's never so far latzeit, that it's before Zrikas Dam, and therefore it's still kosher. Okay, that's true. But again, this is not a Machloket Tanayim where we could be makbid on that kind of thing. It's not a Mishnah or a Braita. This was what the discussion was about, and therefore we're satisfied with it as is, possibly. So anyway, we don't have a Raya from there. It may in fact be a Machloket Rabbi Yochanan and Shlokish. Maybe that all agree to Ravina Bar Shila that there's a Psul Yotzei before the Zrikas Adam. But today the Gemara suggests maybe, in fact, it's a Machloket Tanaim. So, Lema Ketanoi, where would we see a Machloket Tanaim about the issue that was raised by Ravina Bar Shila, Zrikas Adam, whether we need to have Zrikas Adam to get a Psul Yotzei for a Emurei Kachim Kalim? He says you do not. This seems to be the Machloket that follows. Emurei Kachim Kalim is exactly his case, not dissimilar as the previous case was about Basar. Emurei Kachim Kalim. Shiyotzu lifnei zrikat damim. Rabbi Eliezer omer ein mo'alim behem. Ve'ein chayavin aleim mishum pigol notar v'tameh. So, of course, ein mo'alim behem is basically what we've seen just before Zrikas Adam. We were also ready to say ein mo'alim behem, but here it means ein mo'alim behem. Even if you had done the Zrika, it wouldn't have helped. In other words, a Zrika where they were outside of the Azorah, perhaps at one point, perhaps at that point, that we'll see, is no longer going to be a zrika that will help to be koveya them in Me'ila. Therefore, you're not even going to be chayev in Me'ila after the zrika. And furthermore, even after the zrika, you will never be chayev on them mishum pigol noter v'tameh, because the zrika didn't work. And it's as if lo karav matiram. And if lo karav matiram, as we know, the only thing that should be chayev for pigol on or noser on, and even tameh, is something that was ro'ui la'achila. So only hanitar le'tahorim chayavin alav mishum tuma. But she'in nitar le'tahorim ain't chayavin alav mishum tuma either. And therefore, all of these cases would be without a matir. If it's without a matir, then there is no chiyuv. Whereas Rabbi Akiva omer mo'alim ben. Nope, there is a me'ila. And you're chayav alav mishum pigol noter v'tameh. Now, it didn't specify over here whether those emurim remained outdoors at the time of the zrika or not. In other words, apparently that wasn't important. What was important to us was the fact that they had been yotzei. That's all that mattered. And if that's the case, then there's only one way to interpret this machloket. Were they nifsal by being yotzei or not? If they were nifsal, then the zrika will never be mo'elet. It will no longer be koveya them for me'ila or pigol noser atomi. If they weren't nifsal, then when you do the zrika, which is bifnim, of course, then you would be mo'ban, and then you would be chayvish or pigol noser atomi, which means to add it all up, a very simple explanation of machlokas over here between Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbi Akiva is, did they become posel when they went out? They were nifsal b'yotze. So in which case, even if they were brought in again, the zrika will never be mo'elet, or not, which is exactly the machloket about Ravina Bar Shila's statement that a murik achimkalim shatzul ifnei zrika damam are nonetheless possible yotze. So let's see that inside. My love, says the Gemara. I mean, the assumption, the reasonable assumption to make over here, is that we're talking about a case even, but Adar Ailina. In other words, we brought it out, and then we brought it back in, and then we did the Zrika. And nonetheless, Rabbi Eliezer is saying, well, too bad. The Zrika no longer works. Can't be koveyed for Me'ila or Pigol, Nazar v'tameh. And Rabbi Akiva says, you can, and that's the question. So Mar Sava Mifsal B'Yotze, which is exactly like Ravina Bar Shila, and Rabbi Akiva argues, and he says, Lo Mifsal B'Yotze. In which case, it would be rather strange that Ravina Bar Shila would come to be Kaveya, a din in the Machloket Tanaim over here. Amar of Papa, no. It may very well be that B'Dohara Ailino, if you brought it back in, so Kulei Amar Lo Plige, maybe everybody would agree, indeed, that it was Shaya to be Kaveya. With this zrika, there would be no problem. The only issue over here is that you didn't do the zrika when they were inside, back inside. You did the zrika while they were outside, which is a completely different issue. There you have a machloket about whether zrika is mo'elet on something that's outside. That's the shay. But in achinami, if you brought it back in, the zrika would certainly have been mo'il. Maybe nobody agrees with this statement. V'ha'cha b'di'itnu avrai pligya. You left it outside, and at the time of the zrika, they were outside. U'baha pligya. The mar sabar ein zrika mo'elet liyotze. So if you hold that while it's outside, it's as if you never did the zrika. If you never did the zrika, obviously you cannot be koveya for me'ila or pigol or noser atomi. Umar Savar, Me'ila is, Zrika is Mo'elet V'yotze, says Rabbi Akiva, and therefore it's like anything else, any other Kachir, Emur Kachib Kalim, in which you were Zerik the Dam. Oh, I can't believe it, that Rav Papa said that? Oh, man. But Rav Papa was the very one who explained what appears to be the same essential machloket between Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbi Akiva about, seems to be exactly the same case, where you had the Lechem, which is supposed to be Bekudesh, al yaday, the Kivsei Atzeret, and over there the Lechem, the Shtei Alechem was Yotze, between the Zman of the Shechita of the Kvasim. Remember that the Zrikas Adam of the Kvasim are what is Matir, the Shtei Alechem, in the Beit HaMikdash. And here they were Yotze. And the Zrika was then done. To Rav Papa, and that's this case, basically. In other words, Emur and Kachim Kalim require the Zrika of the carbon to be mat to them and turn them into Kachim Kachim. The Shtei Alechem requires the Zrika of the Kivsei Atzeret to be mat to them. So over here, the Alechem was Yotze, in this case, the Emurim were Yotze. Same case. And the same Achlokas. Rav Papa explains over there that actually, on the contrary, if it was Itnu Avroi, if the Lechem was not brought back inside, we have the same question over there. It's referring to a case where you brought it back inside for the Zrika, and the issue is whether it was Nifso Beyotze, or is the Machloket about whether the Zrika is Mo'elet while it's outside. The same Rav Papa over here who claims that the issue is whether the Zrika is Mo'elet Leyotze, over there he says everybody would agree that if it was outdoors at the time of the Zrika Kuleyama Lopligi, it would be not kosher. The only question was the machloket in Bedailina Lagavoy, when it was brought back inside. That's the machloket. But certainly Zrika is not moel to Yotze. Now, how could Rav Papa give that explanation over there in the machloket, Rabbi Akiva, Rabbi Eliezer, and over here say the opposite? This is crazy. He says, well, it's not crazy at all. Because you're making a false comparison. I mean, there's some similarities. But the lechem is in no way connected to that Zrika, correct? It's just that the Torah was kaveya. If you do that Zrika at the time that the lechem is now connected in what sense? By being there. And by being ready to proceed la halacha with it. I mean, you take it out. You're telling me there's some carbon we're bringing in there, and that's supposed to work for what connects the Zrika? It's nothing to do with Yotze. It's not a question of whether Zrika is more or less be Yotze. It's whether the Zrika of Kivsei Atzeret is related to the lechem be Yotze. Mashenkin, over here, it's the same animal. You're not going to say, why would the Zrika help for these Emurim? What do you mean? What else would they help for? This is the Emurim of the very dom that you're being Zorit. So that's a given. There you can have a question with a general issue. Is Zrika Moelet Biyotze? But in our case, absolutely not. So there's no comparison between the two cases. Over there, it's not actually part of the Zevach. Lavguf this Vichay. Since the Torah is telling us that when you go ahead and you're marching to the Zevach, so over there, it's going to be mutter. So in that case, maybe indeed Rabbi Akiva is made it. That you can't be matered if it's not even there. And therefore, it's not similar to Emurim, which are gufa de zivchu. And there the machlokes is beritu of Roy Pligger. They're arguing about what the din would be if it was outside. Ofot kodmim. Now, the next thing we had in the Mishnah was that ofot come before the menachot. Why? Because they're minei damim, said the Mishnah. I mean, isn't it possible to look at it otherwise and say, adarabah, minachot kodmot, we should always bring a mincha first because, after all, a mincha is a korban that can be had even in the tzibur. You have the shtelechem, you have the omer. I mean, maybe that's more chashev than the type of korban which never, ever is brought by a tzibur. For a tzibur to bring an oaf is inconceivable. Says Gemara, yes, you could look at that way, but nonetheless, afilachim minei damim adife. And again, this follows the rule that we've been learning continually. And that is that things that are nogea now in this particular zevach are more determining as to kedima than the overall nature of the kedusha of this car. Okay, next thing we had was that a minchat kote comes before a minchat nedava because it's mechaper and it has its meratza the way that a chatat is meratza. And just like we saw a kedima by a chatas, we see a kedima by minchat chote. Esimar, couldn't we look at it differently? Couldn't we say that a minchat nedava is kodemet? Because, I mean, look, on a minchat nedava, we have to put shem in a levona. And when it comes to minchat chote, we don't want to be mahadaret, so to speak, with shem and levona. The Torah says, don't put shem in a levona on a minchat chote. So, I mean, it's a lesser chashivut. Yeah, you could look at it that way, but it wouldn't help you, because afilo achi, minchat chote, which is ba'al chait, is more chashuv, because of the power of its ritzui, and that the impact of what it does is more valuable in terms of kedima for Hegdash than the issues of what happened to be in it. Now, let me ask you something. I noticed that you said the ba'a al chait. You seem to have avoided the word mechaperet. Now, that leads me to wonder about the following. What would be the din of a minchat sota? Now, a minchat sota is ba'al chait, but it's not mechaper. So the point of a minchat sota is it could be mevareret avon, as the Torah calls it. Fine, okay, but we're bringing it only because of the fact that there is a chait involved that requires dealing with, but certainly you can't say it's mechaper in any way. So my question is like this. If you have a minchat sota and a minchat nedavah, we now need to choose which one is kodemet. We could say minchat nedavah kodemet, like we said, it's tuna shem and levona. And in this case, you say, yeah, but the other one is mechaper, it's not mechaper. Or, but we could say that maybe the minchat sota is kodemet because at least it's coming for birur avon. Tashma. Well, listen to the language and indeed be medayik from it. Minchat chote kodemet leminchat nedava. So minchat chote apparently is only a minchat chote. I mean, if you want to tell me the bigger chiddush, that even a minchat sota, which is considered to be in the overall scheme of things, nogea chet, is kodem lenedava, say so. But a bigger chiddush. So you should have said minchat nedava and koshke and minchat chote would have come first. Both of them don't have shemen levona. And if even a minchat sota comes before minchat sodava, which has shemen levona, Kol shekeinu minchas chayte, which would also be not only coming in general for birur, it's coming for literal kapora. So apparently, it's only minchat chotei hu dekadma leminchat nedava, but in minchat sota, not. No, doesn't matter, because more important is the explanation of the nature of the set that we're talking about. The fact that we would call the group of menorahs that are coming for avon, a minchat chotei, is acceptable to me, because that's the 99.9% of the time. But since you defined the nature of this set as those things which are coming ala avon, instead of saying those things which are coming to mimbachaper, you're clarifying to me that you don't mean to limit it to a minchat chotei. Mi katani mipnei shimchaperet. Mipnei shibah chet katani. In which case you're going out of your way to include minchat sota in this case. That honami ba'al chet. And I think that that's pretty clear. You know, what about this braita, Tashma? One of these opaque braitot, which uses the word zo without telling you what the pronoun is referring to, and leaving it up to you to figure it out. So it says, zo kodemet la zo. This one comes first. Which one is this one that comes first to which one? That we don't know. Well, we're going to figure it out. Shezo ba'am min achitim. After all, this one comes from chitim, whereas this one comes from sa'orim. Now, the way that adds up to me is that a minchat nedava, which comes from chitim, comes before the minchat sota, which comes from sa'orim. Aha! Now, you didn't think of that one. You're talking about the whole time, shem and alvon, and so on and so forth. There's obviously something which is uniquely less chashiv about the minchat sota. And this seems to prove it, that you were wrong, and that indeed a minchat sota would not come before a minchat nedava. Maybe it's that a minchat chotei, and that's the point, a minchat chotei comes before minchat sota. Because minchat chotei is coming from chitim, and this was coming from sa'orim. Come on, I mean, we know why a minchat chotei would come before minchat sota. Why do you need to introduce this chitim and sa'orim jazz? There's an obvious reason. This one is mechaper, and this one is only coming on bir avayin. And we always viewed kapara as being a very primal issue when it comes to measuring the Kedima for Korbanas. So why would I say that? Typically, the Omechaperet v'hal Omechaperet. I mean, we'd be able to say that anyway. I don't understand. So what do you want to tell me? You want to say, it must be because Minchat Nedava. Then you could have said the reason for why'd you have to talk. I can ask the same question. Why'd you have to talk about Chitim and Sa'orim? Why didn't you just say, Zutunah Shemen V'Lavonah, Zutunah Shemen V'Lavonah? I mean, it's the same issue. We are obviously here not exhausting the list of questions. If you want to tell me, he's talking about a minchas nedava that comes before. You could have attributed it to the Shabbat Alevayna. Instead, you attributed it to the chitim. But that's true also, maybe minchas chayte. You could have attributed it to kapora. Instead, you attributed it to the chitim. Why? Because you're basically trying to make me aware of the various issues. You're not going to give me an exhaustive list in any particular case of all of the things that would lead me to say this is kodesh. It's when I come and I put all of these things together, now I see all of the issues, then I raise the question, what about this vis-a-vis that, and what about that vis-a-vis that, and so on. Okay, so over here you're telling me one issue out of many, maybe. So it's chad mitrei tlatani nakid. You may only be talking about one out of two things. But that's true whether we're dealing with the minchas nedava coming first or whether we're dealing with the minchas chayte coming first. In either event, we haven't given an exhaustive list. So clearly you can't prove anything from this opaque brayta. Then we went on to say that a chatat of is always kodem, eh? And even if it's a chatat, chatat of in the end, which is keneged on olat behema, a chatat is kodemet. That's remarkable. Where do we get this from? That's going to be non-evident. The Tana Rabbanan, the Braita comes to discuss the limudim. Remember that we had some of these issues we spoke about earlier, legabe the par and the par sheni, which was being brought by the Chanukah Talavim. So we said over there that there's a difference between the dam and the chatas versus the oila and the emurim of the oila versus the chatas. That's where we got that from. But there's more here by a carbon olav yored. Remember the carbon olav yored depends on what you can afford. So you would normally bring a chatat, and yet this particular one is referring to edim that don't come forward and say their edut. It requires, if they swear that they didn't know edut, so it requires them to bring now this particular type of chatas, which if you can't afford the behema, you bring instead two birds instead of one chatat. Is there a very beautiful Meshech Chochma that talks about what is the logic in that? Before you were bringing a carbon chatas behema, and now that you can't bring the carbon chatas behema, You're going to translate into a chatas and the oila of a bird.
A little weird.
So he's masbir that there's always two elements that are involved in each carbon. And that we've seen consistently throughout this parak, especially when it comes to the dinim of kadima. Nothing brought it out more powerfully. The difference between the dam element and the imurim element. And what's remarkable is that the chatat, as opposed to chatat the behema, obviously has both. So it has the boser that's nechal al yidei hakohanim, and it has the specific din of things that are going to be brought on the mizbeach, plus the dam. So there's a tripartite element of all karbanas, which does not appear in a chatat ha'ov. There is absolutely nothing put on the mizbeach of a chatat ha'ov. Therefore, says the Meshech Chachma, you need to supply the part that's being put on the mizbeach by the oil, so that you now have that tripartite issue in which you have the achilas ha'kohanim of the chatas, you have the dam, and then you have the actual burning of the oil. Okay? That, yes. But that you would never have in just the chatas ha'ov. A chatas ha'ov cannot take the place of a chatas behemah. It's eaten.
But you
take off the things that you normally the kravayim that you bring here. You take it all out together with the zefik and throw it on the mokum adesh, and it gets absorbed into the ground. So that means it doesn't really take the place of all of the elements that are in that. It's a beautiful, beautiful explanation. Okay, so here we're talking about a chatat ola per now. And that chatat ola per takes the place of the chatat. And here, of course, is a rich vein to mine when it comes to kedima. And so we're going to analyze this in the bright. So what it says over there is ve'viotam ala kohen v'kriv et asher lechatat rishona u'malaket rosho mimulor po v'lo yavdil. This is where we learn out these special dinim that distinguish chatato from olatov. And then it goes on to say ve'et hasheni yaseh ola kamishpat. Okay, so now it's telling us, the chatat ha'ov came first, secondly came the olat ha'ov. Now, says the Braita, how do you read that pasuk? Where it says, v'ikrivat asher chatat rishona. What do you think it's coming to teach me, huh? You want to be naive enough to think that it's telling me what it says? That would be silly. It can't be coming to tell me to bring the chatat rishona, because it said, v'tasheni yaseh olah. I mean, any idiot understands if the second one is the erla, then the first one was the chatat. So I don't need to be told at this point that it should come first, okay? Therefore, it's completely extra. You know what it's coming to tell me? It's a binyan av, to teach me that all chata'ot come before olot, that are coming with them, whether you're dealing with a chatat ha'ov to an olat ha'ov, or you're dealing with a chatat be'ima before an olat be'ima, and for that matter, even a chatat ha'ov comes before an olat be'ima. Now consider, in detail, where we know everything from. Hilkach. You want to talk about chatat ha'ov coming before an olat ha'ov. The simple din. That I know from the words et hasheni yaseh olam. That's a given. I don't need any drushes for that. That's what it says in the pasuk. You want to tell me that chatat be'ima comes from before nolat be'ima? Well, of course. That is midarabi rachmana. We just had before that diuk of the evasat achat chatat v'tachat olah, and so on. But that teaches me, Rabbi Rachmana, we said before, that all chatot come before. Okay, but they're both behemot. How about chatat ha'of even coming before olat behemot? Oh, that's the additional material that we just got out of here, which is mikan binyan av lekol chatat. Even a chatat ha'of should come before an olah, even where that is an olat behemah. That's the chiddush. So let's say you have a case in which you have a yoledet. And this yoledet, if she's, of course, a yoledet also varies according to what she can afford. But this yoledet is supposed to bring a keves for an olah. And even if she's rich, she still brings only a chatat ha'ov. So it's a ben yonah, it's a unique situation. A ben yonah or a tor lechatat. So over there she's got a chatat ha'ov. It's coming together and all that behima. All right, so lechora, what it's saying is that this is the din across the board, and under all circumstances, the chatat ha'ov are going to come before the olat behima. Now, let us take a look at this a little bit further, because we seem to think that it's all very simple, and in which case we're going to have a problem with the following. Toshma. Rebbe Eliezer Omer, kol makom shenitchalfa chatat. If you've got a change from what should have been a behema and suddenly turned into ofot, one being an oila and one being a chata. So what is this pair coming for? Chata. If it's coming for chatas, then clearly the chatas element of it should be first. Because even the olo was only brought here because of the fact that this was initially meant to be chatas, and this is the only way for us to be mashlim, the elements of the chatas, through bringing an oil. So of course the chatas will come first. So they're the chatat kodemet. But in this particular case, and this is referring to the case of the yoledet, in this particular case, the kan ola kodemet, because over here, why is the second bird coming? This is a unique case. It's almost a laboratory situation. This is the only case where I'm substituting a bird for an oila. Because before I would have bought a keves for the oila and a single bird for the chatas. Because I wasn't coming to subs. I never needed more than a chatas ha'ov. This is the place where the Torah was koveya specifically a chatas ha'ov. It's not coming to take the place, and therefore doesn't require all the other elements. Namely the oila part. For the oila, I was bringing an olas pehima. I can't afford the olas pehima, says the oledus. Okay, so what did she do? Instead of it, she brings an olas ha'ov. One. So that means this is the only case in which we have the oila component being separate, it's being brought to replace an oila, and the chatas component is not replacing anything, it is what it is, because even an ashira, yoledet, would have brought a chatas. Therefore, the oila is indeed kodemet, because it was meant to be the olat behimana. This is terrible, because you said that the chatat ha'of always comes before even an olat behimana. And here you're saying, well, since it was an olah, it was meant to be behemah, the olah will come first. And indeed, that's the way it's presented in the Torah. Komakom shebal chait. Look, I mean, there's another issue also. I mean, where you're bringing a korban chatas for a sin. The chatas is kodemet. But this is not a case like that. The case of yoledet, I mean, there was no sin that was involved. There's a type of chatat that is a general chatat, that's like chatat nachshon, we call it. So, okay, if you're coming for a case, we have korban olah v'yored, somebody walked into the Migdash when he was tamei, that I understand. But by a yoledet, we don't have that case. And here the olah is kodemet. If two are taking the place of a chatas, yes, then the chatas is kodemis, as we said, this, because essentially it's a chatas. But this is an oila, separately from the chatas. Therefore, the oila is kodemis. Now, how do you explain this in light of what we just said, that we have a special gzerata katuv ze b'nei av, that any chatat, including a chatat of, comes before any ola, including an ola peima, that's b'nei. That's exactly what we have here. Omar Rava, when it says kodemet, it doesn't mean in any practical sense that it's kodemet in terms of kol ha'todir or kol ha'mekudesh. It means kodemet that the Torah wrote it that way. That's all it's pointing out, is that the abstraction of what's happening is written this way in the Torah, but not that you are therefore supposed to, in actualization, translate this into a kedima of the oila. That's the whole point he's making, Rabbi Elias. What he's saying is like this. It's lemikra ahigdima akatu. The point is that you're coming now to discuss a general din. Chatas comes before oila. But that is such an oversimplification. Because generally speaking, in your mind, what does that mean? Well, we obviously the chatas before, I mean, because it's all really a chatas and so on. So it comes on, Rabbi Elias, look how careful the Torah is to distinguish in the issues. Where the chatas was coming to take the place of a chatas, even though there's an ola component, it speaks about the chatas first. But where we're really talking about an oila, it speaks about the oila component first in order for you to understand that this is a unique situation in which a chatas oila pair is actually a chatas oila pair and not two birds taking the place of a chatas. That's what he wants you to understand. And obviously this adds tremendously to the understanding of what is really going on, instead of it just being some kind of a formula in which you read the formula. But it certainly doesn't take the place of the Binyan Av, which was meant to teach that in practicalities, you always are mocked in the chatas. That's the point. Tosis doesn't like this. Tosis says, what does that mean, Lamikra? I mean, anybody can read it. I mean, he doesn't see that what the Gemara is saying is that that's the point, is that the Torah should write it this way. He thinks it means to read it that way in the Torah. I mean, well, obviously I'm going to read it that way in the Torah. What would that possibly mean, you see? So therefore, he says maybe it means lemikra'a, not to read it in the Torah, but rather to do the kriyas Hashem in terms of the hegdash. What you magdash for? So you do the hegdash of the oila first, although he has a problem
with this from the Gemara in Erechin, which seems to be pretty fatal, but we'll wait till we get there. But in any event, we have your machloket, whether there's an inyan of being magdim, the hegdish of an oilas ha'of, to the hegdish of a chatas ha'of, as opposed to actually bringing the chatas, which will always be a chatas first, and then the oilas. Says the Gemara, well, I got another problem with this rule. Take a look at this. Toshma. Parim kodmim le'elim. Assuming, now it does say over here that all else is equal, but assuming that we can focus on the type of animal. Now, right now, we talked about kedima in terms of what the korban is, ayla, asham, chatas, and so on. First time that we got into this business of the identification of the species was we start talking about if it's a bird. And we say, well, it doesn't matter, even if it's a bird. But the question is whether that really holds true, because here it says that parim, which are the largest animals, are always kodmim le'elim, which are the second, two-year-old now. An ayal is a two-year-old. An ayal is before a sheep, which is one-year-old. So elim are kodmim le'kvasim. And kvasim come before, despite the fact they're also, when we say, by the way, one-year-old, we mean within the first year when it comes to kach. We don't mean they have reached their first birthday. Ben shahs within the year. And kvasim come before se'irim, so sheep, young sheep, come before young goats, despite the fact that they are the same age. We'll see later on the reason for that is, of course, because the sheep has the alya, it has a fat tail, which a goat doesn't have, and therefore is more chashuv in terms of what we'll do, put on the mizbeach. We'll actually put that on the mizbeach. We don't put it on the mizbeach when it comes to a goat. Now, I assume, if you're talking about a case where we'd be bringing Purim, Elim, and Kvasim, which immediately, of course, brings to mind Parshat Pinchas, where you're talking about, you know, Shiva Kvasim, and Ayel Echad, and a Sawyer for a Chatas. Sorry for chatas. All of the other ones were olot, and we're going to bring them first before we bring the sorry for chatas. So apparently, it's not so simple. The chatas comes at the end. Big problems. So therefore, my love, the chag. And you're talking about the sirim being a chatat and the kvasim being an olah. Nonetheless, the kvasim are kodmim. No, who's to say it's talking about the chag? No, we're talking about a case where everything is coming as an olah, and a guy is bringing it as an adava, and parim are kodmim leilim. Simply because they are shlosh esronim, so there's more nisachim when it comes to a par. Has anybody ever read the Korban Musaf? And even if he never looked in the Chumash, he does look in his Musaf prayer once in a while. So shlosh esronim la par. So therefore, there's more nisachim. Elim are shnei esronim la'ayil. So that comes before a keves. And even though the keves in the sirim are one, the kvasim are kodmim le'sirim because they're nitrabu balya. But this has nothing to do with the type of the korban. In other words, what it's saying is, assuming all else is equal, now we've got the same type of korban that's being brought from different species. Which species comes first? That's perfectly fair. It has nothing to do with our question. All right. What do you know about this? Tashma. Now, this is a serious problem. Par koin Mashiach, which is, of course, a korban chat, is kaidim lapar helam davar shal tzibur, which is also a chatas. So far, so good. A par helam davar shal tzibur, which is a chatas, comes before the par avodat kochavim, which is an oila. So far, so good. Par avodat kochavim, which is an oila. Kodem lesire avodat kochavim, which is a chatas. Ha 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 ha. What are you going to do now? Afagav, the par avodat kochavim is an oila. And the sea rei avodat kochavim is a chatas. And you said the chatas always comes first. And why didn't you tell me that from the ratio, which is a par, alam dover, shal tzibur, comes before the par avodat kochavim, which is saying the opposite? Well, why didn't you say anything about that? We're over there. It's clearly telling me that the chatas comes first. Well, yeah, that's, of course. What's the whole discussion over here? What I'm trying to raise is the issue of whether chatas is kodemes la'ola above and beyond any considerations of the species that it's coming from and the myla of the larger species and the greater number of esronim, etc., etc. I'm agreeing with you if everything else is the same. So yes, given everything else is the same, it's all very nice to say that the chatas comes first. But I'm raising the issue of what about if everything is not the same? So you have the par over here. I understand they're both parim. So that par, which is the chatas, comes before the par of the avodat kochavim. Fine. But I'm asking you, what about where one is a par and one is a sawyer? And there the sawyer is the chatas. Which one will come first? Here it says the par comes first because it's bigger. So you see that it is not the consideration of the type of carbon that's more important than the type of species. So b'chad mina, obviously it's the same species, mia lo kamrina. There I agree with you. Of course chatas is kadma. But what we're talking about over here is ki kamrina betray mini. I'm saying if you've got two different meaning, I'm bringing you here a case where it says that Mia Ashkechan, that Oila is called Malachatas, and you said it's not. Now, how are you going to answer me? Amri b'ma'arova, v'shmei d'arova bar-mori. If you look in the Chumash, you will see that the word chatat of Avodat Kochavim is written without an olive. So it says, Se'ir echad lichatat. Lichatat without an olive. Weird. Se'ir izim echad lichatat. Why? To tell me that it doesn't have the kedima of the olive. So it's a unique case. There's no olive in it. Ravina amar? Ravina says, you don't need to come on to that. Since the Torah specifies in that case, Avaya ime'inei ha'edanes talashkaga and so on and so forth, paraben bakar chadola, and nisko kamishpat irizim lechata. Kamishpat. Kamishpat says, in this particular case, I want it, says HaKadosh Baruch Hu, as written. That's how it's written. That's how you do it. And therefore, ignore in this particular case. Ignore the order that we learned out from Zeb b'nei Av. That's a binyan av. This is a specific pasuk. Yizerat HaKatuv to tell you that in this case, the binyan av doesn't apply. But the pufferfish, that could apply under all circumstances. Look at that.
Reflex.
It must be that there's some deep evolutionary history about pufferfish and fox.
Pavlovian reflexes.
As the old Aesop fable say, come let us live together, says the fox. To the fish. No, to the fish. So, all right. That's one answer. And, says the Gemara, it's very interesting, with this answer, the original question isn't the problem. Because what did we think? We thought that it said before, well, it said, Parim, Kodmin, Elim, Elim, Kodmin, Kasim, Kasim, Kodmin, Sirim, even with the Karbonot Achak. He said, no, it couldn't mean that, it's got to mean in the Dova. But now we can turn back and say, yeah, it does mean that. But remember, every single time it talks about the Korbanos of the Chag, it says, Kemishpat, or Kemishpatam. Again, your Tefillat HaMusaf should remind you of that. And that means that the same way that Ravina says that when it comes to the relationship of the Seir Avodat Kochavim to the Par of the Avodat Kochavim, it says Kemishpat. So it says Kemishpat by the Chagim also. So that's a unique situation. Again, doesn't prove anything about the actual contention as to whether there is a Binyan Av or not. Iboilo. Another fascinating question over here. That leads us to some really brilliant analysis. What we want to do is we want to set up one of these paradoxical cases in which if A comes before B, then C comes before A. But if B comes before A, then A should come before C. And that's exactly what happens over here. We've got a contradiction. Now, what do we do? What do we do if we have, at one time, a chatata of, an olat behima, and maaser? What do we do? Ezem and Koda. You're going to say, well, Chatasov comes first. Chatasov comes before the olat. But remember, Maaser, it says in Mishnah, comes before the oath of any kind of oath. Why? Because it's min zevach. So you've got the meister should come first. Okay, let the meister go first. Oh, no. It said before in the Mishnah, the olah always comes before the meister. So let the olah come first. Okay, then let the olah come first. Oh, no, because then the chatas comes first. He said the chatasov would have to come first. So now no matter what you do, you're doing something wrong for something else. Which one do you do? This is a chess kind of question. So in Bavel, where they have a lower grasp of the overall structure of things, so they gave a mechanical explanation. So in Bavel, they said, well, so then you're left with overall the question of the species. So therefore, the min zevach is adif, so go ahead and bring the meiser first, because at least overall you're going to be bringing a min zevach, and then you'll go to the ofot. And then the poor ola was anyway stuck to come after a bird, so what can you do? Since anyway the ola was in this case relegated to the lesser position vis-a-vis the bird, it's not again the overall structure of zevach coming first. Sounds good. But listen to how they viewed it in Eretz Yisrael. B'marova Amri, they said, oh man, you're just missing the point. If an olata of, now, if rather the chatata of, comes before the olat behima, so then what is that implying? It's implying that the elements of the chashivut of the olah are innate in the chatat component, and therefore the chatat component includes within it all of what the olah was meant to achieve. And then we go and say, okay, and now you can be maratza with what's left over in the olat beima. But that means that the value of the olat beima is included in this chatas ha'of. Otherwise, this statement makes no sense. Bring the chatas ha'of before the olat beima for what? That's got to be implying something. So it's implying that relationship between the chatas and the ola includes above and beyond the whatever it is that the ola would have to offer, and in this case it also has to offer the fact that it's a min zevach, is included in the chatata of. And if that's the case, then ayelei ba'olat be'ima b'chatas of, the olat be'ima has invaded the space of the chatas of and has uplifted it so that it now stands above the maaser. You can't Well, we can't analyze these things as if they're just mechanical differences and make this silly little chart in which you're going round and round. There have to be implications to the Kedima of the Chattas to the Yoilam. And the implications, therefore, are that this Chattas, indeed, contains within it the advantages of the Yoilam. So therefore, you could take the Maisa, which is the lowest of everything, put it first in classical Bovel fashion, because, well, at least we get them in Zevach in there. Oh, man. In general, a chatas comes before an asha, because, as we said, the chatas has the matan and the arba kronos, which the asham doesn't have, lunchtime shein arba, and it has the dam lamata, doesn't have it on the kronos. But certainly going to bring that chatas first. One case, and that is the case of an asham mitzora. Why? Because in the case of the asham mitzora, it is the osham that is essentially coming for the tikkun to be machshir this mitzora to be able to become tahor and bring his various korbanot. And therefore, it is more chashav because it's the tahara of the mitzora is dependent on the coming of the asham. Now, this is a little bit problematic because it isn't really necessarily true, as Tosfos points out. I mean, you could say that the chatas of the mitzora, which you could also use as the hechsher, and the very fact that it's also mechaper, which an asham isn't on that same level. So why would you view it this way? It says Tosfos, because the idea here is that the dam ha'asham is what is put on directly onto the body of the mitzora. The luk shemen is then related to that, particularly to the asham, and that means that the way in which the Torah relates to the hechsher of the mitzora is focused on the asham, even though you could say that, but lemaisa doesn't really make any difference. But the idea in the pasuk is that we view it this way. Now that's Rashi's approach. Tosfos suggests that it's not referring to the chatat of the mitzora, the way Rashi's learning. It's referring to chataot in general. So if you're bringing a chatat together with a asham mitzora, this chatat is not going to help this guy get back into shape. Getting back into shape in a physical sense, which is now allowed to come into the Beit HaMikdash, come into the Machna, and so on, all these things are more important than the theoretical and the spiritual sense of the Kapara. That's what it's saying. Maybe it's not talking about a Chatas of the Mitzvah. Maybe a Chatas Mitzvah maybe indeed is considered to be a Makshir as well. Furthermore, wherever you're dealing with an asham, so you've got an asham toloi and an asham shivcha chavrufa, and all of the other ashamis that we've spoken about, they're always 2 years old, because they're ayil, and ayil is always 2 years old. And, as the Torah says, it has to be be'erikacha kesef shkalim, which means it has to be worth at least 2 sva'im. But an asham nazir and an asham etzera, in both of those cases, it calls them kvasim, b'nei shana. And therefore, if they're b'nei shana, they certainly can't be worth the same thing as the ayil. If the ayil is worth shnayim, then the kevas are going to be worth less, which we'll talk about. So they come b'nei shanatam, but they do not come with a chiyav of kesef shkalim. So they are unique. Whereas other ashamot all share that same, the Gzeirah Shavah that we had earlier, Asham Elis, Asham Tolu, Asham Gezelot. We learn it out from the Gzeirah Shavah. In all of those cases, it says Be'er Kecha. And remember that even the Asham Shivcha Charuf, even though it didn't say Be'er Kecha, but it said Ayil. And we learned it out, it's Gzeirah Shavah with Ayil. Fine. But here, it doesn't say either. There's no Be'er Kecha, and there's no Ayil. Dafka is a Kevis. Shlamim, no, sorry, Kishem Shekotimim Ba'akravatan, Kach Kotimim Ba'akhilatan. When you've got now the question, okay, what do I eat first, says the Kohen. I have basar of an asham, and I have basar of a chatas. Which comes first? Same order. Whatever the order of akrava is, if chatas is coming before, then that's the order of the achila. But where things can get complicated, almost all the Rishonim learn the following piece to be included in the previous piece, as it's continuing the issue of achila. It's Rashi, who according to other Rishonim is conflating two different issues over here, a Tosefta that was talking about something else and confusing it with the Mishnah. But Rashi learns that we've suddenly switched back in the next piece to describe the nature of the Hakrava again. Tosfos has another Gerson Rashi, apparently there's definitely problems with the Gerson Rashi, which the Rashash changes to Lishochtan, even though some of Rashi said. And the issue is which Shchita would come first in terms of the Hakrava. He learns that the issue of in Rashi is also Gabi Achila, but that Rashi is giving a strange explanation for why the Achila that we're about to discuss comes first on the basis of the Tosefta, which doesn't really make any sense either. Now, we'll see now what it is that happens. Let's learn it Kipshuto the way almost everyone learns, that we're continuing the Din of Achila, and now we have a new issue. We have Shalomim that had been brought yesterday, and shlomim that had been brought today. And the two meats are in front of us. Now, you can't say here that there's a din of kedima. They're both shlomim, but exactly the same question. So there, obviously, the buser that is going to run out first of time to eat, the shlomim is only eaten for 2 days. So if I'm going to eat now the fresh shlomim, the other buser shlomim is going to end up becoming nifsa. So there you take the shlomim shal emesh first. So they're kodmim l'shel yom. How about if you have yesterday's shlomim, which can only be eaten until tonight, and you have a chatas and an asham of today, which can be eaten all night long, midirayz, or up to chatzos, midirabonu, as the shlomim can only be eaten until sunset. What do you do then? Again, the shlomim shalem asher kodmim, divrei Rabbi Meir. So Rashi puts in the words according to Tosfos that it's not kavod to have it sitting around for so long, which Tosfos says, what does it have to do with kavod? The issue over here is whether it's going to run out of zman achila, which is always the way we look at it. Our gears in Rashi seems to be, it's not covered to have the animal standing here waiting to be shechted for so long. It's a completely different issue. We're not talking about bus. V'chachamim omrim, look, echatas is always kodemet, v'pneshi kodshe kodashim, as we said before, kodesh kodashim has a greater chashivas even to this issue. V'chulan, in all types of achilot, where the kohanim are eating things, they have a right to change the way in which the meat is prepared according to what they enjoy. So v'chulam, hakohanim rishayim l'shanot b'achilatan, they can eat this tsuyin, they can eat this shlukin, they can eat it whether it's broiled, whether it's stewed, whether it's mevushal, whether it's boiled, they can add into it tavlin of chulin, tavlin of truma. This was an issue we saw earlier, whether there is a chashash of bringing the truma to Deksul. Divi Rabbi Shimon, Rabbi Meir says, don't put in spices of truma, because then the truma could end up becoming pasul, because you're only giving it until the morning to eat, and you shouldn't do that. Shaloi aviti ruma li Deksul, which we discussed earlier, this is the Rabbi Shimon is matul chatchila. He doesn't care about maybe the things the bet absurd or not. That we had a long discussion before. I got to tell you, this Mishnah is one of the banes of my existence, because I always have to be the one that says Kol Nidre. I'm the chazan for Kol Nidre. And so in Kol Nidre, you get to this part in which kulam yu, and they should be shavukim, they should be betzon and so on. I'm always hearing shalukim, muvushalim. I got to restrain myself from laughing, because all of the darim should be tzluyim, muvushalim, and the shalukim. Now, I hope I didn't ruin your Kol Nidre, but at least I have people enjoying a joke with me. Lema ketanoi. Imurei kachim kalim shiatzu lifnei zrikat damim, Reb Eliezer ein mo'alim behem, ve'ein chayavim aleihem, mishum pigul notar v'tamei, Rabbi Akiva ber mo'alim behem, v'chayavim aleihem, mishum pigul notar v'tamei. So my love, b'dahara aylino pligi ba'apligi, mar savar, mivsula b'yotze, mar savar lo mivsula b'yotze. I'm repabin, no, b'dahara aylino kulei, I'm all pligi. Hachabri itnu avroi plige, uba plige. The mar sova ain't zrika moilat liyotse, umar sova zrika moilat liyotse. What? But it was Rav Papa who said that in the equivalent case of the shtei alechem that were yotse between shkita and zrika, that bidi itnu avroi kule amalo plige, and it's only bidai lina legavoi plige. Well, yes, but that's when it comes to shtei alechem. Well, over there it's lav guf de zivchahu. Avalei murim, which are guf and ezifu, bidi itnu avroi plige, and only bidi itnu avroi. Ofot are kodmim. Adrab, minachot are kodmot. Shken yeshlam betzibur kibi yachid. Afilo achi, mine damim is a greater advantage than yeshlam betzibur. Minchat chote are kodemet to minchat nedava. Adrab, minchat nedava should be kodemet shken tu neshemen velavona. True, but afilo achi, minchat chote abal chet. Adifa nebechaperet. Iboilo, minchat sota, or minchat nedava, ezumem kodemet. Minchat nedava kodem shken tuna, shemen velavona, odema minchat sota kodema, shken baalavare ravon. Toshba, minchat chote kodem minchat nedava. So apparently only minchat chote is called minchat nedava. But a minchat sota, lo. Ah, but note that it doesn't say shimechaperet. It says shimechaperet baal chait katani. And if that's the case, it's coming to include even a minchat sota, which is hanami ba'al chet. Tashma zo kademet lezo, shezo ba'a min achitin, vezo ba'a min ha-se'ori. My love, minchat nedava, minchat sota. No, minchat chote, minchat sota. So then, typically, lo mechaper, v'lo mechaper. So, and you, What are you saying? Milchad and Davah. You could also say, typically, Zutun and Shem Elavan of Zuena Truna. Ella, clearly, no matter what you're going to say, it's Chad Mitre Taiminokit. Chat Hatov Kodemet Benaimile, Tonar Rabban. Vikrivat Ashela Chatat Rishona, Matam and Lomar. She'intam and Lomar. Now what? The Lamej Tikar, every Shona. Harekvar Nemar Vetashini Yaseola. What am I, stupid? Ella Zebne Avla Kol Chataot. She Kadmu Lola Baotimahen. Bein chatat ha'of, lo olat ha'of, bein chatat beima, lo olat beima, and for that matter, afil chatat ha'of, lo olat beima. Hilka, chatat ha'of, lo olat ha'of, that I know from the classic, et ha'sheni, it says here, straight out, without any drasha. Chatat beima, lo olat beima, that I learned yesterday, min Rabbi Rachmana, we have over there, et ha'chat, chatat, et ha'chat olat, chatat ha'of, lo olat beima, that I learned from Zebneya. Toshma, it doesn't seem to be true. Rabbi Eliezer Omer, komakom shenit chalfa chatat kodemet. But kan, in the case of Yoledet, Yola is kodemet. Komakom sheba al chet chatat kodemet. But kan ola kodemet. Komakom sheshnayim baim tachat chatat, chatat kodemet. But kan ola kodemet, which makes a great deal of sense. Omar Rava, yes, that's the point, to teach you what makes sense. Lemikrai dima katu, but it doesn't mean you're supposed to act on it in terms of kedima. Toshma, Purim kodmim le'ilim, elim kodmim le'kvasim, kvasim le'sirim, I assume. We're talking about the musfei achag, right? Which means that they would even come before a soyer, which is a chatat. La, 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 la. We're talking about a dava. And it's purely a function of the chashivut of the animal. Purim or kodmim le'ilim, because they need shlosha esronim, nitrabu b'nesachim. Elim le'kvasim, they require shnei esronim, nitrabu. Kvasim l'sirim, because they only require because they also require the fat tail, the alia. Shkeni drabu b'alia. Tashma. Parko in Mashiach, kodem l'paralam davar shal tzibur. Good. Paralam davar shal tzibur, kodem l'paralam vadis kochavim. Okay, good. That's chatas before an oila. Uh-oh. Paralam vadis kochavim, kodem l'sirim, vadis kochavim, which is an oila before a chatas. I forgot the paralam vadis kochavim, paralam zirachav, vadis kochavim chatas. No, and why didn't you bring me a raya from the ration instead of asking me? Here it says paralam davar shel tzibur, which is a chatas, comes before the paralam vadis kochavim, which is an oila. Well, obviously, b'chad mina mia lo kamina. Obviously, I agree. Chatas kadma, everything else is the same. Ki kamina betray mina. Here we find a case of an oila kadma l'chatas. Ami b'mar rova mishmei rova bar mori. That's because the chatat of vadat kochavim is missing that. Olive, the chatat k'tiv without the olive, Ravina Omar. It's because it says kemishpat. And once you're ready to say Ravina's teretz hashle da tita l'achi, so then it could be, it is referring to the parei achag when we learned originally porim, elim, se'irim, and so on, kvasim and se'irim, because it says kemishpata. Iboilu, chatato volat beima umaser. Now you got yourself into a vicious circle. Ezebiam kodem. Tigdom chatata ov. Ah, you can't do that. The Mishnah says maaser comes before any ov. So that's cutting light. Okay, so then let's do the maaser. No, because then the ola would have to come first. So olat beima would be cutting light. Okay, so let the ola come first. No, because the chatata ov is cutting light. So here in Bavel Targima, well, overall, the thing to look at is minzeva coming first. So put the maaser first because it's a minzeva. B'ma'arova Amri, the very fact that the chatas is kodma here means that the chashivut of the olat behima has now entered into the value of the akra of this chatat ha'of, and therefore, by definition, made it kodim, agbahataz, lifted it above and beyond ma'aser. Kol chatot shabat Torah kunmot la'ashamot chut mi'asham etzorah b'pnei shu ba'al ekshev. Kol hashemot shabat Torah b'im b'nei shtayim u'boim b'kesef shkalim chutz mi'asham nazir v'yasham mitzorah, which are specifically called keves, therefore the b'nei shnatan, and clearly can't be worth the same as an ayil, so they're not b'im b'kesef shkalim. Now, the general rule is that kishim shkodmim b'akravatam kodmim b'achilatam. Where we get into trouble is shlamim shel emesh v'shlamim shel yom. Over there, obviously, emesh is kodmim, everything else is equal. L'shoyom, because it's going to run out of time, or because it's inappropriate to leave it standing, or we're even talking about akrov, according to the other approach in Rashi, in which case it's a function of bizoyan of kachim sitting there waiting in line to be shechted. Shlomim shel emesh, chatat v'asham shel yom. So Rabbi Meir says the Shlonim Shalom Asher Kodmin, even though they're Kachin Kalim, because they're going to run out of time. The Chachamim Omrin, it's the Chashivut of Kachin Kachim that always comes first. Therefore, the Chatat is Kodemet, Mivneshi Kachin Kadashim. In all cases of Achila, the Chulana, Kohanim, Rishaim, Lishanot, Bachilatam, Lechlan, Tzeluvoyin, Shelovokin. Umevusholim latetotocha tavle kulin vetavle truma ivre Rabbi Shima. Rabbi Meir Amar lo yitin latocha tavle truma shalo yaviat truma lidei psul.
The following is the daf from the previous daf yomi cycle.
Yeah, but it means it wasn't recorded. Maybe I should. The amount of attention I'm giving. I should start again.
No.
Yeah, it's okay with you. Okay. All right, so yesterday we're holding our paper on the day. Yesterday we had a machlokas. We had a shita of Ravina Barshila, who tied it that in Muri Kachim Kalim that were Yosef and say Zrika, even though it wasn't yet Roy Lemizbeach, Yoytze Pasos. Now, we talked about whether that's the same as the Machlokas, Rish Lakish, and Rav Yochanan about Basar. We said, not necessarily. Maybe Basar is different because so called it's safe, and maybe indeed they're arguing about both. But today, the Gemara wants to tell us that it would be defended in a Machlokas Tanoim, because in the Brisa it says, a Muri Kachim Kalim, Shiyotzu Lepnez Rikas Dami, where you have Kachim Kalim that were Yotze, which is mamish the case of Ravina Barshila, before we did the Zrika Sadan, Rabbi Eliezer says there's no Me'ila on them. Why? Because even after Zrika, you could not Kayab Me'ila before there was a Zrika that was Kaveyayat. And over here, since it was Nifsal B'Yotze, apparently, what else is this for? Apparently, since it was Nifsal B'Yotze, which is what Ravina Barshila tied it, it's not possible to be kaveyed any longer than the Ila. Furthermore, in Kayavim Aleim Mishum Pigol, if there's no Zrika, then obviously there's not going to be a Kayav of Pigol, because the Kual on Pigol is only something that was completely brought. The Heter correctly is going to be Pigol if there's that one element in it that wasn't correct. But something that was missing in the Zrika, or anything else for that matter, even if it was missing the correct Makshava, it wouldn't be Pigol. It would be possible. It wouldn't be Pigol. There's no Kiyav of Noser, because the Noser is only Shayach on things that are Ru'uyim. And since over here it wasn't Ro'uy, apparently because the Zrika won't be Matir, the Emurim that were Yosin because they're Psulim the Yosei. And there's no Kiyav Mishum Tumas HaKuf, because only things that you are allowed to eat if you're Tohar, are you also to eat the Chayach on eating if you're Tummy. So Basar, which wasn't Nizrak alav adam, you weren't mutter to eat at the tire, therefore there's no chiyuv of eating in the tumah. Now even though that's said Megabe Basar, and here we're talking about Emurim, but Emurim emerges out from the words Me'asher La'Hashem. Me'asher La'Hashem was referring to Basar Achatos. So in other words, whatever the dinim is on Basar is equivalent to dinim on the Emurim. Since Megabe Basar, there wouldn't have been a chiyuv.
No,
it doesn't. That's the point. It doesn't. Normally, you're not tired. But that's exactly what Ravina Barshila said. He said that even though it wasn't yet the chelak of the Mizbeach, it was Yosei as possible. So apparently, Rabbi Eliezer holds it, but Yosei is possible. That's what he's signing. On the other hand, Rabbi Akiva says, Moyalim behem, the chayotim aleim mishum tigol naisevetome, that you have full standard chiyuv in here because there's nothing wrong with these Emurim. Now, apparently, my love, but how do I mean it? The Machlokas over here is talking about that you brought the Emurim back in and then you did this read. Not that they stayed outside, right? Another question is the Hufligate. They're arguing the Marsav and Mitzvah B'yos. So, well, yes, they're hosts. What's the difference if you brought them back in? Bottom line is, you already had taken them out. Ah, you'll say, but I took them out before there was a Zrika, and they're only Kachim Kalim. Why were they Nisal B'Yosei? Because that's Lamaite, they're going to be their Machisa for the Emurim. They belong in the Mizbeach, as Ravina Barshila said, with Rabbi Akiva holds long Nisal B'Yosei. So that would mean that the Shita yesterday is itself a Machlokas Tanoim.
Rav Papa says, Rav Papa, no, you cannot learn that from here. Because it may well be that the other Eileen Kuliyama Lopligay, maybe if you had brought them back inside, so then Enochinami, everybody would agree that that he's wrong, and if it's inside the Shazrika, it would be okay. The Shaila would be okay, but it's not right. Here it's talking about that at the time of the Zrika, the Emurim were outside. That's a completely different issue. That's not a Shaila of whether the Mechitza applies before Zrika. That's a different Machlokas, both of it. Mar Savar Ein Zrika Mo'elet Liyotzei, Umar Savar Zrika Mo'elet Liyotzei. The Machlokas over here is that if something is outside of the Azora at the time of the Zrika, does the Zrika help to be chal on that thing? Or does it all have to be in the Azora? And then afterwards, whatever goes, wherever it needs to go, the bus, it can go outside if it's kosher kalim and so on, as it can be eaten anywhere in Yerushalayim. That's the Shaila. But you can't derive from here anything in Ogea what the din would be if it was inside at the time. And of course, that was what Rabbeinu Bar Shiva was talking about, and therefore it's not Ogea this price. Well, now, wait a minute. How could Rav Papa have said that? It's Rav Papa who the Omar. Papa was the man Yomar who said, because we have a very similar situation, there's a machlokas in the Nochas about the Shtei HaLechem, which were Yotzei before the Zrika of the Zevach that comes to Kisatzer, and they come now together with the Shtei HaLechem. So over there, they're similar, very similar to this question over here, as to whether the Zrika of the Zevach is going to be able to be matir the Shtei HaLechem if the Shtei HaLechem weren't inside of the Azor. Rav Papa is the one who says that the Machlokas in that Sugya is the same man the Omer, or the Liyaz or the Akiva. The Machlokas in that Sugya is Dafka b'de'isnu b'de'ayinu l'gavoy. It's only where it was brought back inside. But if it was outside, for sure the Zrika wouldn't help. So how could Rav Papa say the opposite over here, that the Machlokas between Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbi Akiva is dafka where it's outside, but where it's inside, the Zrika perhaps definitely would help? And why would he reverse himself like that? Same man the Amr, says the Gemara, because it's a very different case. Because Hani Mili Gavish Te'alechem, the Lab Gufa de Zifra, wait a second. Shtei HaLechem, remember, indeed are dependent in the Zrika of the Zevach that comes with them. They're not part of that Zevach. Well, here the Emurim of Kodesh Galim are part of the Zevach itself. There's no comparison. So to say that in a case where something that Bichlal doesn't relate to the Zevach, and it's outside of the Azor at the time that we do the Zrika, what is Mechaber the Zrika of the Zevach to the Hetzer of the Shtei HaLechem? It's not even in the Beis HaMikdash at the time. So over there, everybody would agree, Tainus Rav Papa, that it can't be Matzah, because it's not there. It's not around. The only Machlokas could be where it was inside, meaning I brought it back inside. Over there, it makes sense to say that there should be such a Machlokas, but over here, where the Emurim themselves are part of the Zevach, perhaps Zrika would be Mayola Yotzei, if it's still not brought back in the time, if it's part of the Zevach innately. Avalei Murim, the group of the Zivko, Mashenkin, the Murim, which is innately part of the Zevach, but he's not right. They're arguing where it's outside, where it would be inside, everybody would agree that it would be okay. In which case, Ravina Bar Shiva doesn't have anybody on his side, perhaps. Well, what else are we talking about? Yeah, well, of course. I mean, otherwise it's a regular carbon. Every carbon is inside. Ofot kodmina. The next thing we had was that Of comes before Mincha because it's Minedonim. And Minedonim is more chomer, more kodesh. And therefore, if you have a choice between bringing a carbon ayat and you want to bring a carbon Mincha, bring an Of. So it's the Gemara Adarav. Minochot kodmo. It would seem that a carbon Mincha should come first. Shekein yeshnan b'tzibur kibiyachid. I mean, there's no such thing as a tzibur bringing an oath, ever. And we learn Gufa learn out from a pasuk that a tibur even for kaitz and mizbeach cannot bring a carbon oath. It's got to bring only carbon meleim. On the other hand, we have the shalechem, we have the omer. I mean, there are minochas that are brought by a tibur, which implies it's a higher darga of kedusha to a mincha. So the Gemara, that's true. But atzurachim mine domi madifei. In terms of the value of dam over vegetable matter, it still is higher level of kashivas. That's its kedusha side of minuka.
What
minchas chote. We say minchas chote comes before minchas nedava because it's boyim al chet. By the way, you'll notice strange language, boyim al chet. The whole time we spoke before about the dam achatas of the dam, I should be talking about shekein mechaprin. Bo al chet, it's not quite the same issue. We're going to see why we would change possibly the language. But in any event, isn't there a greater kol hakadosh mechavero, a greater kedusha in a minchas nedava? Because the adrava, minchas nedava should be kedemes, she came to una shemen velovena. We know that a minchas chete is unique, and it doesn't require any oil. You don't put any levain on, so it doesn't have that kashivut since it's coming al chet. So why don't we say that the minchas nedava that has that kashivut, of levaina and of shemen, that should come before? So the Gemara filu alki minchas chayte habaal chet adipa dimichaperet. It's clear that coming al kapora. Now over here the Gemara is taking for granted that the union of kapora is for sure. We saw that already by kapas and ayla. It's more common because it's mechap. Where we get into the question of the difference between Baal, Chet, and Mechaper is in the following abayis. Iboilu, Minchas Seita, who Minchas Nedava is a man for them. Now here, the Mishnah did not discuss what the status is of the Minchas Seita. A Minchas Seita is similar to a Minchas Chote in that it doesn't have Shemen Vilavina. It's even less because it's brought in Asa'iri. But there's something different. Because it's not coming to be mechaper. The mincha of a seita comes to allow her now to be able to drink the water, but it's not a kapora for a meisin at all. But it is coming al chet, you see. So now the question is, do we say mincha nedava should come first because it has shemen v'levaina? Or dilma mincha seita skedemish ken bo levarer avon? Since it's part of the process of being mevarer avon, why did the Mishnah say minchas chet kedemes minchas nedava? Mashma, that it's only a minchas chet. So minchas chet is called not a minchas nedava. Mashma, that if it isn't a true minchas chet, it's only minchas chet. Lo. No, on the other hand, nikatani mivneshi mechaperes. Notice the change in the language. Mishnah goes out of its way not to talk about kapara. Talks about something which is coming because of chet. Now that's the point. So does a minchaseta come because of chet? I mean, it's true. It's levarer avon and not levarer avon. But nonetheless, that gives it a higher level of chashivas. Ba'anami ba'al chet. You can't bring a raya from there. Well, okay, what do you say about the brayse? The brayse says, Zo kodemet lezo, shezo ba'a min achitim, vezo ba'a min asaurim. Now, what is that referring to? It leaves it very vague. A comes before B. Now, I don't know what A is, I don't know what B is. But I can certainly figure it out, because if it says that A comes before B because B is only from saurim, it's from barley, and this is from wheat, then what might that be referring to? I mean, Mechora, my love, that a minchas nedava, which comes from wheat, comes before a minchas seita, which comes from barley, right? That's what it seems to be saying. So there you have a bright that's directly addressing the abaya that you just raised. So if you want to know, how do you know it means that? Maybe it means a minchas chote comes before a minchas seita. Because a minchas chote is coming from chitim, and a minchas seita is coming from seirim. No, says the Gemara. If that's what it meant, then you have a better thing to say. Why would you make it dependent on material? You could have said, "Bipnei shim bechaperet." You could say the reason that a minchas chayte comes before minchas seita is because a minchas chayte is coming for kapora, whereas a minchas seita is only coming the barer avon, and certainly kapora we know is always a mila. Typically, don the kaperet, well, don the kaperet. I could have learned that out from the fact that it's bechaper. Oh, so what do you say? Okay, you say it means that a minchas nedava made out of ketim comes before minchas seita because minchas seita is made out of sa'irin. Excuse me, but you yourself have already raised the point that there's another issue, namely that a minchas nedava requires shemen v'levaina, and a minchas seita doesn't require shemen v'levaina. So how come all of a sudden now the bride is ignoring the very tzar that you yourself said was the tzav to be mocked in minchas, the minchas nedava to minchas seita? So obviously the bride is not coming to exhaust the elements that tell us why one should come before the other. It brings one out of many possibilities. So in the same way that you would have to agree if we were talking about the contrast of a minchas nedava to a minchas seita, that it only mentions one of several possibilities. It talks about chitim and serim, but it could easily have spoken about shemen v'levaina. The same thing is true about minchas seita and minchas seita. It talks about chitim v'serim, but it could just as easily have discussed the difference between mechaperet and birur avayin. So that's not a raya, I'm sorry. That's not a raya. Chatas ha'et, kedemes v'sin now. It's a given. And that's the one thing the Mishnah didn't explain. It just said, mechaperet ha'et is kedemes v'eros ha'et. How do we know that? It's obviously not here dependent on the svara, because you've said it as an absolute. Apparently it doesn't matter whether we're talking about dam or whether we're talking about hakrava, right? In other words, the value of chatas, even for making it kodesh, which is the tone I'm going to discuss, even the value of saying the words, this is the chatas, is something that is special and comes before an ayman. How do we know that? The Tanur Rabbanan, as it says in the Braisa, it says the kriv et asher lechatat rishona. Now, there it's talking, remember that we have a number of different places where we have a group, which is called a cane, that consists of two birds, one being brought as a chatas and one being brought as an eila. Now, one set of these things, Yossi, you're getting awfully tired already. I don't know whether you're influencing Richie, Richie's influencing you, but I'm wide awake. Just like that has its advantages. So the normal cases, of course, are by the all of the cases where we have the carbon oil of the earth. If somebody cannot afford the full carbon, the chatas for Shmiyat Kol, or for Bitui Svatayim, or for Shvuas Eidus, we had the Shvuas, various Shvuas elements, and for Dias Migdash Bekadesha, the Tumas Migdash Bekadesha, when he came into the Migdash Betumah, he ate the Tumah, over there the Teres Kaveh 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 Yerid. If a person can't afford the Chakas, he can bring two birds, Echas Liyarid, or Echas Makata. There's also another case, by the way, which turns out to be central here in the Sedia, which is the case of the Yoledes. Now, the Yoledes is unique. The Yoledes doesn't really substitute two birds for her chatas. Instead, what she does is she substitutes one bird. She originally has to bring, see, all the other kids have to bring one chatas. She has to bring a chatas and an oil in a behema. When it comes, however, to the Yoledes, if she can't afford things, so over there she has the chatas, but she still retains her eilas behema. Okay, so there we have a strange half animal, half bird carvel, which we're going to discuss. So now, the case that is talking about over here, the Ikrivat Asher L'Chatat Rishona, is one of the cases of the carbon oil of the Yered, and we learn that particular one is talking about a Shvuat Ha'Evis, which is called Shmiyas HaKol. Somebody denied knowing testimony, and he swears that he doesn't know testimony, he has to bring a korban ayla v'yere. And for some reason it says bring the chatas first. Now, ma talmud lomar, why did it say bring the chatas first? Now, the girsa here is very mixed up, and it should say, im ulam mei shetikarev chatas. If all you want to do is tell me that, well, I mean, the Torah's got to tell you there's two birds, and not one of them is for the chatas, and that's what it's saying. Okay, so bring the chatas as one is what it would mean, then that teaches me the other one is an idol. No, come on, Alek Vanema. That's Hashemi Yasterola. It says that. It says the second one is an Ayla. Okay, that's the Girsa that the Shita has. Now, our Girsa is not so bad either, because our Girsa could say, if it's to tell me that the Chatas comes before the Ayla, it says that Hashemi Yasterola. So obviously the second one needs to be an Ayla. So what's the point of stressing that the first one needs to be a Chatas? If you've already told me that the second one is the Ayla, obviously there's only one other one, so then the first one is the Chatas. But therefore, what it must be saying is to teach me that the din of Kedima of a Chatas is a universal. Elazeb Ne'av, Lekol Chatzaot. This teaches me that every single Chatas, Sheyikat Mu La'ola Haba'a Ima, or La'olot Haba'ot Imahem, is probably the correct Girsa. Whenever you're bringing two Karbanos, one of which is a Chatas and one of which is an Ayla, and they are linked, and we have a number of such cases. We have all of the Karban Ayla V'yareis, but we also have the Oletas, although over there one is an animal, one's a bird, but they're linked. So whenever you're bringing an Ayla and a Chatas that are linked, always, whether you're talking about Chatas Oth and Olas Oth, whether you're talking about Chatas Behema and Olas Behema, and even if you're talking about a Chatas and Oth and Olas Behema, which is by a Yoledes, which you have a link, the Chatas is supposed to come first. All Chatos are Kodmos, Ba'olos, Abar, Imahem. Therefore, to put it in a nutshell, a Chatas Oth and an Olas Oth, that I know from the simple process. Et Hasheni Yatzelba, the Ferish Sheni Yatzelba. Okay, the case of the Chatas Behem and Olas Behema that I know from Tar Hasheni that we darshed yesterday, that it calls it the Sheni. Harishanalacha, that contradiction. There it depends on the name Murim and the Dach. Okay, that the name Av comes to teach that even a Yoledes, where you have the value of a Zeba, as contrasted with the lower level of an oath, which is the Chatas, nonetheless, the Chatas Aof comes before the Zebah. Okay, so that I know. Chatas Aof, Lola's Behema, that I know from Zebaneyah. So three separate Limudim. What is troubling you?
Why couldn't we use this in the tiebreaker yesterday between the Emerim of the...
Because this doesn't address that tiebreaker. That over there, remember, we don't necessarily have a linkage.
Yeah,
that was a din b'chalal on Chatas and Behema. Secondly, as Tosis points out, the elements over here are unique in that sometimes the way he puts it is that sometimes an Ola comes as a Chatas. Meaning that the Ola is only coming to be Maratzeh, the Chatas that's brought with it. And therefore, on that level, you would say that there the Ola has the value of the Chatas built in. It's part of the Kapara. It's more than stam the linkage. It's also a conceptual change. So now we have three different Mekeres to apply to three different cases in the relationship of Chatas and Ola. Okay, so the Gemara Teshma, take a look at this. Rabbi Eliezer Omer, Kol Makom Shnit Chalfa Chatat Chatat Kodemet. Every place that you have a Chatat that has become transformed into a bird, always the bird comes first. Except that when we come to the Parsha of Yoledes, where the Chatat is transformed into a bird, the Ola comes first. Because it says Beferish in the Pasuk over here, Ola before Behemoth. So what are you going to do with this now? Koma kom shabal chay. What's more, wherever you have a korban chatas that is coming specifically for a chay, indeed the chatas is kedemes, as we saw. He said, "V'chalachatat yishona." In other words, the chay is over here. Kan, meaning again by yoledes, where the bird now is coming instead as the chatas. It says in the Torah, Echad le'olav, Echad le'chatas, in that order, Olav, chatas. Tanur le'kedemes. Furthermore, koma from all other places, where shnayim bo'im tachat chatas, where you have the general switchover, is that two birds take the place of a single chatas. The chatas is transmogrified into a chatas and an oila. By the way, I mentioned to you the Mesha Chokhmah's reasoning for that, which was very beautiful. Now, a chatas behema has in it two elements, dam and emurim. But a chatas ofa has no emurim. It's completely eaten by the kohen. It only has dam. Therefore, every chatas behema that is transformed into partial chatas, a partial oila. Because the oila ofa takes the place of the emurim of the chatas behema. Now over here, points out Rabbi Eliezer, by the Yoledes, the Eila remains locked in place to be a behema. She can't change that. It's only the Chatas of Behema that now becomes a Chatas Ha'of, and therefore, there's no Olas Ha'of linked to the Chatas. It's beautiful. There's no Olas Ha'of linked to the Chatas Ha'of. And in fact, here comes along Rabbi Eliezer, contradicting everything we just said. Over there, the chatas is kedemes, the kan, the oil is kedemes. Again, because it says, echad le'olav, echad le'chatas. But we just learned in this braita, from the pasuk of Zebenayav, we just learned that even if you have a chatas ha'of that is coupled to an olas behema, that the chatas ha'of comes first. So he's contradicting now, Rabbi Eliezer, the drasha that we just had from the Potsik of the Ikrivat Hashem HaKatat Rishona. Omar Rava says, Rava lemikra'a ikdima akatub. The Torah meant here, and as a major, every time this comes up in Shas, Rashi and Reb Chaim in the Tosfos argue. Rashi says, lemikra'a means how to read it in the Torah. The Torah says, echad lo'olav, echad l'chatas. That's unusual. What the heck is that supposed to be? I need somebody to tell me what it says in the pasuk that it says the Yerba first. I don't understand. It doesn't have any implications of Allah. I don't want to be saying. Therefore, Tainas Rebkayim, that the meaning is the Mikra'a to carry shame of Hegdish on it. Which one should you be Magdish first? And the Mishnah says, V'chein le'Hegdishah, that your Magdish always the Chatas is Kedemet. This case is unique in that the oil is kedemes like Desha, but not in terms of the actual Aveda that you would do. That's interesting. It's a very, very... Not in terms of Aveda. It's a very beautiful... the Michta Milio has a very beautiful insight for the applying from this. It brings it in... there's ways where it's broad that a person has to recognize the difference between reality and his personal reality, even though he can't appreciate reality. In other words, you could tell somebody in the streets, look, what you view as something solid and real is actually only the interrelationship of electromagnetic attraction between atoms. So I know what the heck you're talking about. Even though he doesn't know what you're talking about, he knows now something he didn't know before, which is that part of his reality is only sensed that way by him. It's not that way in a real world. And a madrega that he's not aware of and doesn't live in. But that itself is important. Therefore, the same thing is true in the Torah. There are different levels. There's in the way in which you conduct your life, in the moment in which you live, there's a reality that appears to you in a particular way. On that level of reality, you have to do the chatas first. But the point of lamikra'ah is to know the facts. And that conceptually, you have to recognize that there is something unique about the Yoledet. And that the Eila, indeed, is more central to the Yoledet, and therefore is mentioned first in the Torah, even though practical terms, in terms of the Aveda, per se, what you're going to do, you're going to treat it just like any other. And the fact is, of course, that there's a tremendous hashivas and uniqueness to the chatas of the chatas of a yoledes and its relationship to Eila. Because remember that the chatas of a yoledes is actually, in a sense, a chatas nafshe. And it's referred to in the Gemara as a chatas nafshe, because it doesn't come for a chet that she did. It comes for the nature of chet, which goes all the way back to reproduction by Gan Eden. That's the dates of Tel Dibonim and so on. And that is Nogea her chatas, in which case there's elements of her chatas that actually is an island. In other words, what it's coming to do, it's coming to define things in ways that a chatas doesn't normally do. It's not dealing with personal chet. Here it's important to know that conceptual distinction. Okay, it's a very mutzadik application, and very, very much Nogea Lamaisa, because you often find, I mean, to me personally, it's very, very Nogea, especially in teaching, because you often find that people don't understand what you're talking about, right? Yeah, so the question is, do you teach when people don't know what you're talking about? Or do you adjust yourself for their level? That's the issue. Is there any purpose in teaching people who bombers don't know what you're talking about? And that word of the Mitzvah of Eliyahu is a very important word. That even though people don't know what you're talking about, you see from here that the Torah goes out of its way to at least be ma'ur a person to know that he's not really living in the reality is that he's confusing with reality. It's a very local way of looking at things. That's important in itself to know. Shiloh's brother wants you to take a lot of time doing it. That's different. Okay, so therefore we have two ways of learning it. L'mikra'a, l'egdesha, or l'mikra'a, the way it's written in the Torah. Tashma. Torim kodmim le'elim, elim kodmim le'kvasim, kvasim or kodmim le'sirim. Now, what is this talking about? I mean, we seem to be talking about karbonis that are linked, they're being brought together, and the rule is, take a par before an aisle before a kevis before a soyer. Now, is this not referring to musvei achag? My love, the musvei achag. I mean, in musvei achag, we have parim, elim, and seirim. Right? So we have to know how to do it. But what it's telling you is that the kvasim, which are elis, come first before the seirim, which are chatos. And you said that there's no other issue. It's the fact that something is a chatas means that it comes first. So how do you square that? No, something like, we're not talking about links or bonus with the chagim. We're talking about the nedava. Somebody is bringing karbonis for an oil. All his karbonis are oilas. Now some are porim, some are elim, some are seirim. The logic is very simple. Porim come first because they have a greater degree of nesachim. And therefore, it's a value, and there is a higher level of kedusha. Shkenis rabu minasachim. The same thing is true of the relationship of elim with kvasim. Kvasim come before seirim, even though it's the same, a kevet and a sort of the same in terms of its nesach, but there's an advantage to being a sheep over being a goat. And that is, if you're a sheep, you have a fat tail, which is an aria. And the aria means you go first. So, you know, beauty before age. So we have over here the Nisrabu Baali is itself a Hashim.
One on the Mount of Blood. We just said blood was important before. And the cow obviously has
that doesn't go on for the Mistayah, the amount. It's not really important though. Toshma. Par Kohen Mashiach. Kodem Lapar Helam Gavashal Sivu. If we have now two problems, the Kohen Mashiach made a mistake in Hora'ah. The Bezdin made a mistake in Ora, so we have two separate karbonos, both of which are parim. They have the same dinim. The par Kohen Mashiach comes first, that's actually learned out from the pasuk, and the logic the Gemara referred to was that if the Kohen is the one who's going to be Mechaper, it makes sense, take care of him first, and then let him come to be Mechaper on the Tzibur. And where it gets a little bit dicey is the next piece. Par helam davar shal tzibur, which of course is a chata, it comes before the par of avodas kechavim. Well, I mean, that makes a lot of sense. A par of avodas kechavim is an eila. It's the soyer of avodas kechavim that handles the chatas part of the equivalent helam davar for avodas kechavim. But look at this. Par avodas kechavim kishkedim l'tzir avodas kechavim. Whoa, whoa, whoa. Here it says that the par comes before the soyer. The problem is, I forgot the par of avodas kechavim is an eila. And the soyer of avodas kechavim is a chatas. Now, you said that the opposite is true. You said that the chatas always comes first. Well, now, wait a minute, says the Gemara. Before you ask a question like that, I mean, you should have asked directly. You could have brought a raya from the Resha, where it says, par helam davar shal tzibur comes before par avodas kechavim. I mean, there you've got basically a backup to our statement. Over here you have one is an ayla, and the other is a chatas, and it says, bring the chatas first. Okay, that's what I said. So, I mean, why doesn't that bother you? You could have brought a raya to me. It's very convenient to ignore what I'm saying. Oh, no, 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 my dear friend. That's the whole point I'm making. Is that, b'chad mina mia lo kamrinan. I wasn't arguing with you. If there's nothing else to take into consideration but whether one is a chatas or one is an oila, I agree with you, a chatas comes first. But how about if one is a par and one is a soyer, and one is a chatas and one is an oila? Now you claimed that irregardless of what the animal is, and irregardless of the chashivas of the animal, and even if it's a bird for that matter, the chatas always comes first. Now I'm telling you, here you've got an example of a par, which is more chashiv than a soyer, but the par is the oila, the soyer is the chatas. Now according to you, the chatas comes first, and here it says, the ayah comes first. That's the only part I'm arguing with you about, and that's the part I'm bringing you in a raya. So, if you're talking about the chad mina, fine. I agree with you on that. Look, I mean, I didn't come to discuss that. Of course, the chatas is kadma. Ki kamina betray mina, I'm tiny. That if you've got two different meaning, then indeed ashkan ayla the kadma la chatas, you do find an ayla coming before a chatas, and therefore your raya from the oath. Will you claim that an oath comes before even a chatas, even before an oila's behema? I don't see that that's translated into reality in this bright. Amri b'mah rova mishmeda rova bar mori in Eretz Yisrael. They said, there is a unique situation over here in the coupling of the se'ire avodas kechavim to the par avodas kechavim. Because if you look in the Torah, it's missing an olive. Chatas is always written in the Torah, ches, tetz, aleph, tav. And over here, there's no aleph. It says lichatat. So that comes to tell me, be morit from the chashivut of this chatat. It's only a partial chatat. In which case, the oila indeed comes before lichatat ksit. Ravina Amar, Ravina says, well, I mean, you could simply say, kimishpat. Since it says, when it comes to talk about the par of the Sarab Odishchavim, when there it continues to discuss of here bin Nisko, Nichatov Nisko, Kamishpat. What does Kamishpat mean? Obviously it's Kamishpat. Kamishpat must mean Kamishpat Shemo Kamosh Hukatut. The way I just wrote it, since it's written in that order, so then that's the way I bring it. This is a special posse. Oh, now wait a minute, if that's the case, then if you feel Kamishpat's a good excuse, then of course the various korbanos that are brought for the chagim, it always says kemishpatam, sveyam, kemishpatam, always says kemishpatam. So then you could go back to saying what we said before, that indeed tvasim and the tirim and the parim was referenced to musvei achar, and that ainot inami, since it says kemishpat, then maybe you would accept that too. Hashtadatita lahaki, now that you've come on to that, afilu tema parim dechag. You could go back and say what you said before, that even if it was a reference to the Purim of the Chag, they would indeed come before the Seirim which are Chakas, because it says Kemishpatam. And it always says Soyer at the end, after the Sokh, the Soyer Chag Lachatat Vash. So, Lachatat Vashem, Lachatat. So that's indeed at the end of the Parsha. At the end of the Parsha, it says Kemishpatam, as it comes first.
So, what an exception?
An exception.
What is Kemishpatam?
Which one? To do it the way it's written. And it's written about the Yarlah coming first. Ibarlo. We haven't discussed is a closed circle which brings us to a paradox. Because we established in the Mishnah that every Zevach comes before a Chatan. It comes before an Oath. Now, on the other hand, we've established that a Chatas, an Oath, comes before even an Eilat Behemah. But on the other hand, we established that an Eilat Behemah is more Chashuv than just about any other Behemah. So now, if I couple you up a case of three, boy, are you going to be in trouble. You're going to blow all your circuits because the computer is going to go into an endless loop. Suppose you have a Chatas, an Oath, with an Eilat Behemah that's coupled to it, and you're bringing it together with a Meiser. Now what do you do? Meiser Behemah. Because Meiser Behemah is less than Chatas.
Right.
Okay, so what are you going to do now? If you bring the Chatas Aob first, Meiser Behemah is supposed to come before Chatas Aob. This is the Ferish of the Mishnah, because it means Zevah. So then you'll say, okay, let me bring the Meiser first. Oh, you can't do that, because an Aob always comes before Meiser. So take down the Meiser, you got Aob Behemah. Okay, say, all right, so fine, so I'll go bring the Aob Behemah. Oh, no, you can't do that, because then you've got the Chatas Aob. And the Chatas Aob is supposed to come before the Eilat Behemah, but then you can't bring the Chatas because you have the Meiser. You keep going around in this circle. So what do you do then? So Hacha Targimo, here in Bavel, they said, well, so then you look at the overall structure, which is now you're contrasting Zvachim to Ofot, basically. Then the Zevach Mila kicks in, since you have Meiser here. So bring the Zevach. In Eretz Yisrael, they said just the opposite. The Eilobo, the point over here is that since the Eilat Behemah is now coming together with this Chatas, obviously what that means is that the Torah has now given us Gzeiras HaKosov, that the value of the Eilat is embedded in this Chatas. It means that this Chatas is more valuable, because it's even more valuable than the Eilat, that it has in it the Chashivas of the Eilat. In which case, this particular Chatas is more valuable than the Meiser, even though Meiser is Zevach, but the Chatas also here includes the value of the Eilat, which is Zevach. And therefore, it comes first.
Malam Bekodesh Bemoridin is, I mean, it's somewhat similar. The Malam Bekodesh Bemoridin is in the chetz of the thing that we're dealing with, not two separate things. In other words, if you have something, let's say, that you used for a Sefer Torah, you don't make it now a cover for a bima, because you're being moirid it. But that's not our question over here. Our question is kedima. Malam Bekodesh has to do with the chetz. Kol hakata'ot shebat Torah kodmot la'ashamot. In general, all kata'ot come before an asham. The reason being is we said in the Mishnah, there's four matanais on the kronais, and it says beferish yisod, except for one case, chutz mi'asham mitzorah mishum shehu ba la'akshir. An asham mitzorah, since it has an additional value of making this mitzvah suitable now for coming back into the machane, and of course we do all kinds of strange things with it because of it. I mean, the dam we put on his vainas, on his ear, and I mean, so that's a very unique carbon with unique matonis that comes before a chatas. Kol ha'shamot shebatorah ba'in b'nei shmtayim. Normally, an asham has to be in its second year of life, and uboim b'kesef shkalim. It has to be worth two shkolim. Chutz mi Hashem Nazir Hashem Metzera, but an Hashem Nazir and Hashem Metzera is different. It doesn't say the Erkech HaKetzef Shkalim by them. As a matter of fact, it makes more sense that it's B'dav cannot be Erkech HaKetzef Shkalim. Because since they are going B'nei Shnatan, since they come in their first year, obviously an animal in its first year is not the same value as an animal in its second year. And we had the Machlokas earlier, whether we say that that just means that it doesn't come two shkalim, it comes one shekel, because it's a shekel per year, so to speak, or whether it just means that there's no particular shear that's associated with it. So they're boim b'nei shnatan, and they're not boim because of shkalim. Now, in general, kishem shekadman Bak Ravatan. In the same way that you'd have the kashivas to be makriv a korban, you would also have a kashivas begabi the achila of the korban. So if you've got a choice now, a kohen has got two things to eat. He has the basar of a chatas and the basar of an asham, or he has the basar of a tatum. He would go in the same order as the chashivas of the hakrova. However, there's a case where that isn't true. Because let's say you have shlamim shel emesh, shlamim shel yom. Suppose you have yesterday shlamim and today shlamim. Yesterday shel emesh kodmim l'shel yom. You bring yesterday's first. Or you eat yesterday's first. That's actually a machlokes, I'll talk about it in a moment. But that's, if it's referring to eating, it's rather obvious. The shlamim of yesterday is running out of time. The shlamim of today is going to have an extra day to eat. But what's interesting is that even if you have the shlamim shel emesh, and you have the chatas for asham shel yom. Now, hear what happens. The shlamim shel emesh are going to be running out of time by the evening. The chatas for asham of today are going to be eaten until the morning. Whereas the shlamim that are eaten with shnei yomim v'layla b'neyan, once it's sunset, it's all over. You can't eat any more the shlamim. So over there, Rabbi Meir says, the shlamim shel emesh hakeid me. Give Rabbi Meir. The chachomim omrim chatas kedemes v'neshim kachar kadashim. Kachar kachar is a bigger mila, and we take care of that first. We eat that first. And this is how Taisus learns, this is how Rambam learns. That's a discussion on here's the Gabi Achila. It's a question on whether running out of time would be more kosher than the question of the value of kosher. Rashi seems to understand that the carbon is here waiting to be shechted. And the issue is that it had been brought to the Azara Mietzmol and was left behind because we had so many things to do. And now it's just standing there and awaiting. And he learns it's a getter of bizoyin to the shlamim. And what are you going to do? The animal's been sitting around. And we're going to keep putting it like at the end of a list because we have other things. But it's one thing when you're coming together. It's another thing to be looked at as the dregs. I mean, that's like going on an El flight already. Right? So, you know, that's already a bizoyin. That we don't want it. I must say, personally, I've only had very good experiences on El Al, so I don't know. I was subjected to a lot of Lashon Hara yesterday. Fine. V'chulan. Now, in terms of all of the akilas listed, HaKohanim Rishaim L'shanot B'Achilatan, the Kohanim can decide how it is that they best enjoy their meat. They can eat it Tzluyin, Shlukin, Mevushalim. I have such a terrible problem on Yom Kippur because of this Mishnah. Every time I get up there to say Kol Nidre, and I say that the Kol Nidre, they should be what's the lotion? Shabukin. Yeah. So I right away comes into my mind Shalukin, Mabusholim. I can't get it out of my mind. Shabukin, and I'm thinking Mabusholim. So, however they want to eat it, whether it's soluri, shalur, mavushal, if they want to add various ingredients, they like to eat it with ketchup, they don't like to eat it with ketchup. Well, I should have remembered to tell this to my mother-in-law. She is always so upset that I eat with ketchup. What's the matter with her cooking? Why should I bring ketchup? You love ketchup more than me, she would say. Yeah, it's never fair. She want to put in tavle chulin. Tavle truma. I want to bring in even a bottle of ketchup that's chulin. So, the shaila is that called chulin b'azara? There's a shita that some learn that the use of chulin b'azara is to bring in any chulin b'azara, even where it's not being brought as a korban. Sometimes even if the Rambam holds that, although it's a question I don't understand the Rambam. But according to this, how could it say tavle chulin? So that means that you'd be allowed to bring in hinds instead of ice cream. I mean, that's already, that's not so pushing. So someone, since it's got to begin with Serek, the carbon, it's also not considered to be full of Mazara. Others learn that you'd have to bring it in with the Tarevas.
together with. It brought it together with Kedush, but already it's not
Make sure
on yeah, I guess so. Divrei Rabbi Shimon. Rabbi Meir Amar. Rabbi Meir, we had this earlier. There's a problem that you're not addressing. If you put tavlin of truma into this bosser, then the tavlin of truma may come with a tzul. Because like this, you would have been able to eat, and it says mishmeres on truma. So it's mishmeres truma side. You have to make sure it's not boli day tzul. Here, I'm going to put it in. I'm only going to be able to eat it till tonight, and maybe 2 days if it's kosher, if you're talking about kosher challah. And if I would have left it on its own, I could have eaten it for months. So it's more likely to be barley day psul. Therefore, time is Rabbi Meir, shalom, yavi truma l'day psul, in order to avoid chas v'shalom bringing this truma l'day psul, being over on mishmeres. You're not allowed to mix truma with kadesh for protection of the truma, not for protection.
What about an individual shaker?
You never know.
What you're eating right now, you might be.
You never know. The phone might ring. How many times has it happened? Amazing.